Florida court, where a jury is being impaneled for the state of Florida versus George Zimmerman trial, defense attorneys continue to interview jurors and the prosecutor voices continuous objections, as you can hear in the background. A few days ago, in preparing for an upcoming Blog Talk Radio broadcast about the case, we invited George Zimmerman's older brother, Robert Zimmerman, to join us. We explained that he and his attorney would have ample opportunity to know the questions we would ask him beforehand and assured him that we had no intention of blindsiding him in or making him uncomfortable. As he has on previous occasions, he declined before the show was aired but forgot that we had both spoken on the phone and I had written the questions down for him and sent them to him via email. His decline to the interview, as usual, came after he had a quasi-agreement and before it was time to air the broadcast. The trial began on Monday, June 10th, with the beginning of jury selection that continues today, Wednesday, June 12th. Trayvon Martin's family held an impromptu press conference earlier that Monday before Judge Nelson began jury selection. Trayvon's parents continue to carry themselves in the same fine and noble manner that they've done from the beginning. They continue to be quiet and reserved, as they've always been. In their press conference, they asked for peace and understanding. Later that day, before jury selection began, Robert Zimmerman announced his own press conference where he held court. I asked him the same question I had offered him in my previous invitation to be interviewed. I asked him if he was going to stop tweeting incendiary, racist remarks on Twitter that fueled racial tensions. Instead of answering yes or no, he proceeded to say that he never agreed to stop tweeting anything. That's the exact opposite of what he had said on the phone and then denied during his press conference. The second question I asked related to the fact that he is eloquent, well-spoken, and the entire Zimmerman family as a whole is comprised of well-educated people, and his father is a retired magistrate judge. I asked him what possessed his sister-in-law and brother to lie directly to a judge about having money when they had collected well over $120,000 and claimed they were broke. George Zimmerman and his wife discussed which bills to pay and when to pay them and even spoke about paying the very least on their bond, which made it clear that they knew that what they were doing was inappropriate. Robert again denied that his brother George and his sister-in-law Shelley had lied collaboratively to the judge, but further denied to respond to the question because, as he said, Shelley is already facing a perjury charge. And as he has in previous discussions, once he spoke to syndicatednews.net, he either denies having said what he has already committed to publicly and continues on to give a public press conference to the contrary. This was no different. After telling me he reserved the right to tweet comments of his own choosing, he then went on to Fox TV this morning to apologize for his racist rant and stated that he would not continue releasing tweets that might affect his brother's murder trial once the jury is impaneled. This is Ruthie Tatucci for SyndicatedNews.net, assisted by Michelle Bostic. We are reporting from the Sanford, Florida press room in the Seminole County Courthouse, where jury selection in the state of Florida versus George Zimmerman trial continues. Thank you.